How important is the performance of your calf in its health and growth? We're going to find out a lot more today. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we are broadcasting at CattleCon on the trade show floor in the booth with Zinpro. And Dr. Chris Reinhart joins us now. Let's talk about calf performance and things that we need to be thinking about as those calves are out running around and continuing to grow.
Yeah, health is number one, right? And a healthy calf begins in utero. The better job we do of taking care of that cow, the better job, number one, she will do of taking care of that calf. But secondly, the better job that calf is going to be able to do of taking care of his own immune function, immune system, fighting off novel pathogens, etc.
What are the things? I'll start with that cow then. Body condition score, having food and good water year-round. I think that kind of sets the good start for it.
Yeah, we've got what I call nutritional triage, right? Energy has always got to be number one. What is the body condition score of that cow at time of calving? The better body condition she's in, the better her colostrum will be, the better the uterine environment is for that calf while it's developing. A number that's worth remembering is 75% of the fetal growth happens in the last 3 months of gestation. And so when we can look at that cow and see her in a really good bloom, we know that calf is being well cared for. Second is protein. Are we getting enough protein to that cow during gestation? Number three, we've got our minerals and vitamins. And lastly, we've got Avail-A-4. Avail-A-4 enhances animal health on the cow side, on the calf side, will enhance the fertility of that cow, enhances the colostrum quality back to the health of that calf. Again, if she does a really good job taking care of that calf while it's gestating, the next step is she providing adequate quality and quantity of colostrum, IgGs in that colostrum? And then back to the energy, does that calf have the vigor to pop up ASAP and suck and get the benefit of those IgGs and that colostrum quality?
Trace minerals. How soon should we be thinking about introducing calves to trace minerals?
In terms of trace mineral program, they should have free access to the free choice mineral that their mother is eating. We advocate Avail-A-4, full rate, 7-gram Avail-A-4 be available year-round because we've measured the benefits to the cow, the calf, the bulls, and the heifers by providing Avail-A-4 year-round.
What are some other things that we need to focus on when we're getting that performance? Because that is a future investment, whether it's in the herd or for the feedlot.
Yeah, the earlier that calf, especially heifer calves, but the earlier a calf is born, the heavier it's going to be at weaning time. That's more money. Secondly, the heifer calves that we hope to be the future of our cow herd for the next 10 or 12, 15 years, the earlier a heifer is born, the more likely she is to A, hit puberty sooner, B, settle sooner, which means she's going to C, settle sooner every breeding season, which means she will be in your herd 10, 12, 14 years down the road. She's the future of your genetics. So providing Avail-A-4 year-round to that cow is going to make sure that heifer hits puberty 19 days sooner based on our Texas A&M data. So she becomes pubertal and fertile nearly a month sooner. She settles sooner, and she's the future of your cow herd.
Dr. Reinhart, where do they go for more information to see what Zinpro can do for their operation?
www.zinpro.com.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, CattleCon has been fantastic. It's going to be over all too soon. For those of you who are able to make it, it's been a great trade show and a great convention, and look forward to seeing everybody next year.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much, Dr. Chris Reinhart, joining us here in the Zinpro booth during CattleCon. I'm Susan Littlefield on the American Ag Network.